You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This is Karen Young, and this story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Since last year, restaurants across the country have been adapting their services to follow COVID-19 safety protocols. Many of these changes have a permanent impact that will outlast lockdown. CJRU sits down with current and former members of the Chinese restaurant industry to discuss these impacts. Some subjects will be speaking in Cantonese in this piece. I will share the original audio and translate it into English. Charlie Lin is the owner of Sky Dragon Chinese Restaurant located in downtown Toronto.
My name is Charlie. I'm the owner of the Sky Dragon Chinese restaurant. I work in this restaurant 2000 to 2005. And then 2015, I took over this restaurant and as owner here.
Before lockdown, Sky Dragon was a restaurant that still offered cart service for dim sum. Cart service is part of a traditional Cantonese-style dim sum experience. It is where carts holding bamboo steamers with dim sum inside are pushed through the restaurant where customers can order their food directly from the cart. Duck Dong is a customer of Sky Dragon and retired restaurant owner and businessman. He explains the origin of cart service. He says that cart service can be traced to Hong Kong and formerly China, where it first started. The traditional dim sum experience is like that, referring to the cart service. Lin shares the appeal of having cart service.
Canadian people, they like the cart service. They think this is a traditional Chinese style to do the dim sum. They can direct to see the food and the dim sum, and then easy to eat it. But Chinese people, and especially the old age Chinese people, they know the dim sum. It doesn't matter if you have the car or not.
Sky Dragon will not be continuing cart service once the pandemic is over, as customers may still be concerned about COVID-19 and the cleanliness of cart service.
We don't want to do the cart service in the future because of this COVID-19. A lot of customers, they worry about the virus. We think it's an order from the menu. It's can make that it's very clean and it's better.
Cart service in Chinese restaurants that offer dim sum have seen a decline even before COVID-19. We spoke to Tony Dong, who is currently the assistant manager at New Century Restaurant in Markham, who formerly was at Sky Dragon. He explained that restaurants in Markham, Scarborough, and Richmond Hill typically do not use cart service. He says that restaurants in these areas use the menu system, where they have a menu on the table for customers to select their food. He says that these restaurants do not have the same operating model as those restaurants with cart service. He says that many Chinese restaurants that offer dim sum are shifting to the menu system. New Century Restaurant reopened after some renovations last fall. Shortly after reopening, indoor dining was banned and the restaurant closed again. The restaurant itself could typically hold a few hundred customers. Dong shares the difficulties of maintaining a restaurant of this size during lockdown. He He says it is very hard to maintain a restaurant of this size, especially with rents and the number of employees they have to operate the restaurant. Dong also shares how they've maintained some of their previous customers and also gained some new ones.
本身呢間酒樓 before 咧，亦都係做咗一都有好幾年嘅啦，都係比較長時間，亦都有一部分客人嘅。但係咧，即係我哋依家今次開翻嗰個情況咧，就係多咗好多啲新客啊。
He says that before the renovations, the restaurant has existed for a few years with a returning customer base. After the reopening, the restaurant gained a new group of customers.
客人認為我哋間酒樓有一種暫新嘅重新開業、暫新嘅感覺，嗰班咧就比較有啲趨向於年輕啲嘅嗰啲客人啦。He
believes the new look of the restaurant appeals to the new, younger group of customers.
我哋啱開業，又冇咩做廣告啊嗰啲成，即係由於個COVID-19咁嗰個人數啊，同埋整體嗰個大環境咧，社會環境。
He says that when they reopened, they did not do a lot of advertising, given the capacity limit for the restaurant and the safety protocols within the city.
所以當時咧，第二次lockdown嘅時候咧，我哋就冇連嗰個外賣都冇做嘅。
He says that even after the second lockdown, they didn't do any takeout services.
但依家開翻之後咧，我哋都有外賣啊。 Uber啊，嗰啲都有嘅，小熊猫啊，嗰啲啊，嗰啲饭团啊，嗰啲都有，依家都有嘅。He
says now that the restaurant is open again, they are offering takeout and also part of food delivery apps such as Uber Eats. Dragon City also started joining food delivery apps last summer.
Last year, when the reopened, we already do the takeout for the Uber and the DoorDash. And the skip dash too. So now we continue to do that.
Dragon City still has customers ordering takeout from the restaurant. Lin shares the demographic of his customers.
Usually in the morning, the people come to the for the dim sum takeout is the old age person. Is the around 50 years old until 70 years old, this old person more. But in the dinner time, the more is more younger people and more Canadian people come to pick up. And most food is from the Uber Eats, DoorDash.
After lockdown is lifted, Lin believes they will continue being part of food delivery apps.
Is after lockdown, we also still do the Ubers and the DoorDash and the SkipDash.
Both Dong and Lin believe their customers will choose the in-person dining experience over takeout when the pandemic is over. Here's what Lin had to say.
I think after finished this COVID-19, I think most people come to go out to the restaurant to eat food. More than take out, because take out the food, the quality is no good than the when you dine in to eat. Because the food is hot and nice in the restaurant, in the dining room to eat. If you send the delivery food to their home, the food getting cold and the food is getting a little bit, looks not very nice. So I think after COVID-19, most people, they're going to come to the restaurant, go out to eat there.
Dong also echoed these sentiments. He emphasized the difference between takeout and the dine-in experience.
食物嗰個質素同埋嗰個味道係絕對係兩回事，係唔同嘅。
He says there's a huge difference in food quality and taste.
如果喺坐咗喺餐廳酒樓嗰度食嘢咧，嗰種感覺一做完馬上出嚟咧，呢啲叫做色香味俱全嘅情況下咧，嗰個感覺同埋嗰個味道係好唔同嘅。
He emphasizes that with the dine-in experience, you get the fresh food as well as the presentation of your food being brought to you. Song shares how the dine-in experience is irreplaceable.
去吃东西呢，就讲种气氛，嗰种氛围，即系嗰种气氛，大家坐喺度倾下偈咁。咁啊，但系你而家去唔得，问你翻嚟，不如喺屋企整啲新鲜嘢食下。
He says atmosphere is important when eating out, like being able to sit down and talk with your friends. When you order takeout, the food isn't the same. You might as well cook fresh food at home. To support Sky Dragon Chinese Restaurant and New Century Restaurant, look for them in your local food delivery app. This episode is the final of a four-part series reflecting on the effects of COVID-19 on Canada's East Asian community and small businesses.